resistless cascade of voices. Just cascade enough and then rising up again. It's so beautiful. A new music is coming. That's a great power. Because it is the power of old. There is no greater sound than old. Only said to her, to read the past. So we sing old. And we sing it very clearly, not AUM, but OM. Old. Now we begin with a couple of other exercises and a very relaxed evening tonight. Very joyous evening. Ma, 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 ma.
Thank you.
learn to do when the music is coming down is to allow it to utilize greater ranges of the voice. Not just always in the safe middle area, I should say not safe, but easy middle area. But if you feel the music coming, let these cascades descend. Let these beautiful harmonies in the upper voices and the lower voices come out. So now we get into the area of blend, and always an important area for us, because we have to listen so carefully to our given note. So I will just signify an area like this with my arms, and that will be your note.
About 30 something lines.
have gathered tonight is very significant for me and my work with Home Choirs. I would ask you when you return to your families to begin an Home Choir there. Only two or three people are actually needed. Because if you begin small, with concentration and aspiration and devotion, you will be a magnet for others to come. We began the Home Choir with 3 to 5 people many years ago. And look at us tonight. With the opportunity, rare opportunity, to realize the oneness, the unity that we all are, the love and the divine harmony that can be on this earth. At the head, she stands, of birth, and toil, and fate. In their slow round, the cycles turn to her core. Alone, her hands can change time's dragon base. Hers is the mystery the night conceals. The spirits alchemist energy is hers. Thank you. the golden bridge, the wonderful fire, the luminous heart of the unknown is she, the power of silence in the depths of God. She is the force, the inevitable word, the magnet of our difficult ascent, the sun from which we kindle all our suns, the light that leans from the unrealized vasts, the joy that beckons from the impossible, the might of all that never yet came down.
Oh, All nature dumbly calls to her alone, to heal with her feet the aching throb of life, and break the seals on the dim soul of man, and kindle her fire in the closed heart of things. All here shall be one day her sweetness told. All contraries prepare her harmony. Towards her, our knowledge climbs, our passion grows. In her miraculous rapture, we shall dwell. Her clasp shall turn to ecstasy our pain. our self, shall be one self with all through her. In her conferring, because transformed in her, our life shall find its fulfilled response above the boundless hush beatitudes, below the wonder of the embrace divine.